Blog Talk Radio.
Well, greetings. This is Margaret Ann Lembo, and I'm here again with you today to talk about a little bit about how you can possibly deal with anxiety associated with this holiday season. You know, we have many of us that are super busy this time of year. As a retailer, this is my most intense time, starting basically right around now, but definitely Thanksgiving Day on is intense. And then there's other people that maybe are having a lot of parties they have to go to, or maybe nobody invited them to a party. That's another set of people that they feel like everybody's going to parties and they're alone. So whether it's the stress of having to buy a lot of presents and maybe the money is a little bit tight, or the pressure that you have that, wow, I have to go be with my family, and these are all people that maybe in the past were not so nice and know every single button you have. They know every single button. Now, hopefully, you can use my favorite tool, which is using your imagination, imagining the outcome in advance of how perfect and beautiful any holiday interaction will be. So what does that mean? It means taking the time to really use your imagination and visualize, sense, know what different possibilities, different outcomes. It's as if you're like creating a movie or creating your circumstances in advance. You know, I mean, I remember years ago I read this book called Consciously Creating Circumstances. And I can't remember the name of the author in this moment, but it really helped me to recognize that we do consciously create our circumstances. Well, maybe we unconsciously create our circumstances. That means, are you already anticipating that it's going to be a hard time this holiday season? Have you already decided you're going to be sad? Or are you deciding that you're going to have a great time and that you'll be pleasantly, joyfully happy with the people that you have to interact with during the holiday season? So visualization and creating your circumstances in advance, using your imagination, really helps. Now, if I've used this exercise, which is to journal and to literally write a story of what it will be like at the dining room table, if that's where your concern is, let's say the dining room table or some kind of a party. And even though it may be far-fetched, you can write how you anticipate or expect the outcome to go. And so when I say expect, I mean your highest vision of the circumstances, the highest, like where you see maybe you have an uncle that always gets drunk and sloppy. Well, maybe see that perhaps this year he doesn't. He just has a nice time of it. And maybe doesn't decided that he gave up drinking. Or maybe it's someone who will find every passive-aggressive move in the past. And this time, you either don't have to interact with them, period, or they sit on the totally opposite side of the end of the dining table, and you're able to engage conversation with other people so that the interaction is limited. There are ways to maneuver around circumstances so that you can have a good time of it and enjoy. You know, there have been times that I've excused myself from the table and started cleaning up because I didn't like the way the conversation was going. So I put myself into the kitchen, happily cleaning, energetically cleaning the energy. And it needs to get done anyway, the cleaning up. So maybe it's a matter of going into the kitchen and helping the hostess or yourself with cleaning up the dishes and start that process. There are ways to step around it. So creating circumstances in advance, making decisions on what kind of conversations you'll allow yourself to get into, and then know that you can step away. You could say, oh, I forgot something in my car. I need to go check something. Or you need to use the restroom. And so when you leave the circumstance, stepping away for a moment, using the restroom or going into the kitchen to get something, even if it's the excuse to get an extra salt shaker for the table, whatever it is, or going out to your car for a moment. That's where I would say breath work would be really, really helpful. Taking really conscious deep breaths, filling up your whole diaphragm fully and completely, and when you exhale, imagine that the challenge, the negativity, the upset is just basically flowing out of the soles of your feet and down into Mother Earth, and Mother Earth can take it on as compost or fertilizer. That's my favorite analogy, is to imagine that whatever the challenge is changed into compost or fertilizer. So if the breath work doesn't work, which it could really, it really very much can, you might want to also have some essential oils available. Now, of course, I always recommend smudge and spray, because if you keep yourself clear with a smudge and spray, that's going to help tremendously. That's going to be huge. And the other ones you can use, let's say Clary Sage. So if you don't already, if you have regular blood pressure, you can use Clary Sage. If you have high blood pressure, even then you can use Clary Sage. Clary Sage will lower the blood pressure, and it will also create a sense of euphoria. In fact, it's one of the ingredients in my essential oil blend called Euphoria. So it's the Crystal Garden brand essential oil called Euphoria, and I highly recommend it. But, you know, using Kuan Yin spray or Mother Mary spray in addition to smudge and spray works very well because it clears your space. So let's say you're hosting the holiday gathering. Just go around and spray the house before everybody arrives. Really make it your intention. It's going to be pleasant. It's going to be fun. It's going to be filled with joy and laughter. And that if by chance anything arises, it's quickly and easily transformed and transmuted. Now, some other things you can do is you can use lavender. You can use chamomile. Those are both really relaxing and calming. And orange essential oil, you can use that to clean your countertops, but also with the intention, you know, put it in a spray bottle. So here's the deal. You get a spray bottle, you fill it with water, and you put maybe 5 to 7 drops in, depending on how big the bottle is. Let's say it's 2 ounces. Just to get enough of the orange aroma out there. It calms down any stress, and it brings joy. And it cleans. It's a cleansing agent. So that's the thing that's really nice about orange, is you can also clean your countertops while you're intending that you're bringing joy and happiness to the circumstances. Now, it wouldn't be a Margaret Ann Lembo podcast if I didn't talk about some rocks. So, of course, pick a few gemstones that are going to be yours. Maybe you're going to wear certain jewelry. If you're, you know, citrine is, if you have a citrine bracelet, that could be really great for increasing your self-confidence and self-esteem so they can't push your buttons, you know. Perhaps you want to use some pink stones like green aventurine. How silly am I? Well, I was going to say rose quartz and green aventurine. So whether you're wearing pink and green, or you're wearing a gemstone or have it in your pocket or even in your bra for us ladies, go ahead and make it your intention that that gemstone is going to help keep you mindful. Mindful to be able to stay focused on love. The more you focus on love, the happier the situation is going to be. Love is the answer to so many things. I can't even begin to tell you how many things love is good for. It just realigns everything. So let's say you do decide to step away. Maybe you're going to step away, you making an excuse to go to your car or taking the dog for a walk. Maybe you're like, I'll walk the dog. I'll be right back. During that time, imagine yourself enveloped in white light. Connect with your rose quartz or green aventurine or citrine or whatever stone you chose, because it all works, you know. And then maybe inhale some of the essential oil, a little bottle, so easy to carry. You know, just inhale that deeply and fully, and you'll find yourself feeling peaceful. Excuse me. So I want to mention Bach flower remedies. Now, Bach flower remedies are intended to transform negative attitudes or belief systems so that they transform into something positive. So it's definitely these Bach flower essences are something you do put in water, whereas essential oils you do not put in your, you don't drink them, you don't eat them, you don't do anything with those. Bach flower essences, you put a drop in your water and it helps to transform and transmute energy that you do not want. So for example, aspen is a gemstone that's good for the fear of the unknown. Now you may already have a sense of the known, so mimulus would be a good one to choose, because that could be help you with the fear surrounding an upcoming event that you have to deal with. Gentian is good for confidence. So if you need to have more confidence so that somebody can't push your button so easily, you know, you decide, no, that's not going to happen this time. I'm not going to allow it. Water violet is for if you really prefer to be alone. Say you have to go. You make yourself go. Use all these tools and maybe a drop of water violet in your drinking water, the one that you drink on the way over to the event, or have it in your bottle of water that you take with you. Maybe you can bring your own glass of water. You know, that works. And if you are very sad about the past and you're missing someone very much with grief, you could use honeysuckle. And or even mustard. Honeysuckle is good if you are using, like you're really living in the past and you're feeling sad about it and you want things the way it used to be. Well, it's not like it used to be. It's today. And today is a different moment than yesterday. So we have to, well, we don't have to, but I highly recommend that you let yourself live in the present moment. So honeysuckle Bach flower essence is very good for that. Mustard, like I mentioned earlier, that's good if you're feeling very depressed and you need to help lift yourself up. Sweet chestnut is good for upliftment. Walnut if there's big changes in your life and you're dealing with the changes. So take a look. Go to your local health food store. Most Whole Foods carry them. I carry them at the Crystal Garden. So, you know, my store is the Crystal Garden in Boynton Beach, Florida. So if you haven't already stopped by in South Florida to the Crystal Garden, whether you're on vacation, a snowbird, or a permanent resident, come on by. We do have the Bach flowers, and we do have little free brochures about Bach flower essences. But you can also look it up online. Take care of yourself during this holiday season. I'm doing the same. I'm giving myself this talk as I share it with you. I'm telling myself the same thing. My holidays are more, the family gathering part is just fine and lovely. Mine is nonstop work between now. I always work a lot anyway, but now it's even more so with the wonderful holiday season and people buying at my store. And so I live there now, pretty much starting Saturday on. So, you know, we all take care of ourselves. That's all we can do. And you may want to take care of yourself by getting like a psycho-spiritual counseling session, a private session with someone you know and trust. Maybe do a cord cutting. You know, you can do the cord cutting ceremony with my CD called Cord Cutting, Releasing the Energetic Ties of Your Past. You can get it online. You can get it on Amazon. You can go to your local New Age bookstore and ask them to order it for you if they don't already have it on the shelf. Cord Cutting, Releasing the Energetic Ties of Your Past by Margaret Ann Lembo. Or my other CD, Chakra Balancing Crystal Alignment. That's very good. You use gemstones in that one. So that CD is instructional, but it also gives you a guided meditation to have a crystal alignment. So if you feel peaceful, balanced, and aligned in these situations, everything will be A-okay. So I want to give gratitude. I want to thank you for listening to my podcast. We're going to have one more podcast for this season. It's going to be the end of this season. The season finale is going to be on Monday, at 10 a.m. And then we'll start up again in January after my holiday season at the store. Hey, I want to thank you always for listening. Bless you for taking the time for yourself and also for tuning in and listen to me and my take on life. This is Margaret Ann Lembo, author of Chakra Awakening and all the Gemstone Guardians card deck series, as well as the Crystal Intentions deck and many, many more. I look forward to hearing from you and talking to you soon. Sending you much love and many blessings. This is Margaret Ann Lembo signing off. Thanks for listening.